the University of Hawaii at Hilo, and your 2025 Dominican Penguins. Before we start tonight, we want to acknowledge all seniors, and the Dominican University women's volleyball team would like to first congratulate and ask for a round of applause for all seniors for the Hilo Vulcans team. Congratulations, seniors. And now for the Dominican seniors. Our first senior, Avery Schneider. Avery is accompanied by her mom, Joelle, dad, Mark, sister, Annalise, grandmother, Maureen, and boyfriend, Cole. Avery is a native of Ferndale, Washington, and will be graduating with a degree in elementary education. She's played for the Dominican volleyball team for all 4 years and collected a total of 287 kills, while also coming down with 90 blocks during her tenure with the Black and Gold. Avery was selected as captain this year and is always helping her teammates get better. She has also worked the front desk at the Conlon Center and has worked for DU summer camps. Let's hear it for Avery. Our next senior is Lauren Wiley. Walking out with Lauren is Mom Beth, Dad Glenn, Sister Meg, Claire, Annie, and Brother Michael. Lauren came to Dominican by way of Mount Prospect, Illinois, and like Avery, has donned the black and gold for all 4 years. In 2022, she was an All-Pac West recipient and has slammed down a career total of 61 kills. She'll be graduating with a business degree, and just like Avery, when she's not on the court, you can find her working the front desk at the Conlon Center. Let's hear one more round of applause for Lauren Wiley. And last but not least, our final senior, Kendall Kivanaugh. With Kendall tonight is Mom, Mama Cha, Sister Audrey, Jorelle, Grandma Cherry, and best friend Coda. Kendall is a San Leandro native who will be graduating with a nursing degree. And just like her fellow seniors, has been with Dominican all 4 years. In 2022, she was an academic All-Pac West recipient and has collected a career of 282 digs while also dishing out 74 assists. Let's hear it for Kendall Kivanaugh. And one more round of applause for all of our seniors here tonight.
All right, welcome in everybody. As you just heard, it's senior night here at Dominican. Kendall Kivanaugh, Lauren Wiley, and Avery Schneider, the seniors, graduates in May, and their final home game. Of course, the Penguins hit the road after tonight for a match Friday night at Westmont. Pardon me, a week from today. That would be next Friday at Westmont, and then Saturday to finish things up at Azusa Pacific. Yours truly, Stuart Horn, on Penguin Radio Worldwide with my trusty sidekick, Javier Machado. Javi, you're on the track team. Pretty soon you'll be graduating and they'll be celebrating you.
Yeah, the bad thing about track, Stu, is we don't really get a senior night like this, so it's always memorable and fun to watch them come out here and see the family celebrate. I know on my senior day, or you know what would be, my family will be out there too, but yeah, it's definitely more special at these team events than more so the individual track events.
Ready for the national anthem, everybody. For those of you at home, please rise.
And now the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Hawaii Hilo Vulcans. A 5'10 junior from Haleiwa, Hawaii. Number 4, Alohi Garcia. A 6'1 redshirt junior from Kelso, Washington. Number 11, Isabella Hadler. A 5'10 senior from Arvada, Colorado. Number 12, Emerson Reinke. A 6-foot junior from Long Beach, California. Number 14, Chase Koepke. A 6'3 sophomore from Leahy, Utah. Number 17, Isabella Freeman. And a 6'1 sophomore from Hilo, Hawaii. Number 18, Malu Garcia. And at Libero, a 5'7 junior from Milani, Hawaii. Number 10, L.C. Nakagawa. Head coach is Reed Sunahara. Assistant coaches Echo Osorio, Storm and Mike Norman, and Riley Iho, and Alexandria Walker. And now the starting lineups for your Dominican Penguins. A 5'6 freshman from Vallejo, California. Number 1, Sophia Burnaby. A 5'3 junior from Las Vegas, Nevada. Number 9, Kiara Millar. A 5'9 senior from Mount Prospect, Illinois. Number 11, Lauren Wiley. A 6'3 junior from Paso Robles, California. Number 16, Ashlyn Doherty. A 6'1 senior from Ferndale, Washington. Number 18, Avery Schneider. A 5'10 freshman from Carlsbad, California. Number 24, Alexis Schwartz. And at Libero, a 5'5 senior from San Leandro, California. Number 10, Kendall Kibanoff. Head coach is Tim Lesh. Assistant coach, Deo Bungaling.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Well, there you go. Our three seniors, Kibanoff, Wiley, and Schneider, in their final home match here at Dominican. Tough to see them go. They've just been terrific, all three, throughout their 4 years here at Dominican. And I'm going to hate to see them all go. They're all great players. Shout out to the Vulcan seniors tonight as well. Imani Lee. Emerson Reinke,
Donna Hess,
Reinke and
Sasse,
Isabella Aguinaldo, the three seniors for the Vulcans. All right, Javier is alongside, and we have settled in and ready for this one. The Penguins continue their search for their first conference victory of the season, and they've got their hands full with a 7-3. Conference Vulcans. The Penguins will begin the night occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center. And if you'd like to contact us here on Media Row and maybe send us a message, we'd love to give a shout out for you. 415-254-5011. That'll get us right here on Media Row, and we'd love to hear from you. And give a shout out to anybody that you'd like to shout out on the final night here at Dominican for volleyball. All right, here we go, everybody. Penguins with the side out. Sophia Burnaby, the freshman, with a perfect serve into the back row, and we are underway. On the near side, the opposite, Isabella Hadler, with a big hit, and the Penguins answer into the middle row, 1-0 Penguins. And there you go, Javier. The Penguins are off the schneid early.
Yeah, and total attempts tonight is going to be huge, Stu. Last time these two faced each other, the only time Dominican really stayed in the set was when they averaged over 100 or over 14 per set.
Lauren Wiley with the kill on that last play. Now the Dominicans work it over to Schwartz. Bumped up by Malu Garcia. Into the middle row, Avery Schneider is there. And Schneider answers and reaches over. Yep, over the net, 1-1 here in set one. After tonight, the Penguins hit the road to Westmont and Azusa, and this is the final night of volleyball for the season here at Dominican. Schneider with a perfect feed from Kiara Millar, and it was tipped on the way out. And now they've reversed the call. Lesh is up on his feet, and he said, well, wait a minute. You initially said it was a point for Dominican and then overturned. 2-1 Vulcans. Ranky to serve. That's a good one. Set to the far side. And it lands on the chalk, and Schwartz has her first kill of the night. Let's hope it's one of many, Javier. 2-2 in set one.
Yeah, Schwartz wasting no time, getting after it right where she left off two nights ago.
Avery Schneider, the senior, with a service. And that's deep. 3-2 Vulcans. Imani Lee comes into the game for the Helos as Isabella Hadler takes a break. Lee from Hacienda Heights, California, with the running serve. Oh, it's a great one. Schwartz on an E, set by Millar. Schwartz hits it very hard, and the answer is tipped out by the Penguins. And they gave the point to DU. Now it says 3-3 on the board. But the Vulcans had that point. A tie ball game, apparently. Big hit by the Penguins senior, Lauren Wiley. And the Penguins could not handle the big hit from the opposite. 5-2, they've corrected the score on the board. I'm happy to report Imani Lee with another good serve to Schwartz. Penguins bump it. Schwartz softly, uh-oh, and diving for it. But not able to get to it is Sophia Burnaby, who's just been terrific this season. Burnaby, the freshman out of Vallejo, and the Vulcans lead it by 4 here in set one. Imani Lee with another good serve to the back row. Far side, Alexis, softly into the middle. Lee's there to get to it. Emerson Ranke with a perfect set. And the kill from Malu Garcia. That's her second of the night. 7-2, Vulcans. Coach Reed Sunahara up on his feet again. Barking out the orders as coaches do. Doherty into the back row, taken by Lee. A quick set, and the Penguins try to chase it down but can't get to it. And a killer from Hadler. And a service ace from Imani Lee, and the Vulcans lead it 9-2, up by a touchdown this early. And I said Hadler had that last kill, but of course it was Isabella Freeman. And a timeout on the floor. It's 9-2 here in set one. Only minutes into the game, Javier, and the Helos are pulling away quickly.
Yeah, they're erupting and not wasting any time getting to that hot start.
You did not just say they erupted. All right, everybody, we'll be back in 1 minute right here on Penguin Radio's coverage of DU Volleyball 2025. I don't care, I paint the town red. Shit, win, throw a shot like you're trying to have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Say, I got drive, I don't need a car. Money.
This is number 18, middle blocker Avery Schneider, and you're listening to DU Volleyball right here on Penguin Radio.
All right, Avery Schneider. From here. Thank you. 9-2 Vulcans. Imani Lee with another serve, and it's a perfect serve to Kibanoff. Over to Schwartz, and the block holds. Malu Garcia from the opposite position is able to block it. And now it's 10-2, and Imani Lee is on quite a run here, Javier. Next serve into the middle row, taken by Burnaby, set to Schwartz. The outside hitter, Schwartz, into the back row. They work it to the near side. Aloy Garcia with the kill. And now the Vulcans lead it 11-2. Out comes Wiley. Out comes Kiara Millar. And another service ace from Lee, and she is on fire.
She really is, Stu. That's what, two tonight? And last time these two played each other, they were five total, 10 between each team. Yeah, she's on a roll.
Callie Young has come into the game for Coach Lesh, in there with Chloe Cruz. Uh-oh, and a loose ball on the court. And so we'll have a redo at a 12-2, and Imani Lee will serve again. Somehow a loose ball got out there and they had to stop play for a moment. Here we go. Lee with a good running serve. Perfect serve. Set by Chloe. Doherty to the back row. Now a back set far side. The opposite hitter, Malu Garcia, just happens to be left-handed and she really got a good lift. And Garcia just picked up her third ace to lead all players. Third kill, I should say, to lead all players. Vulcans with nine in a row. And Lee just picked up 10. 14-2 here in set one. Javier, timeout, Penguins. And the Dominicans, do they have an answer? That's the question. I don't know. What do you think? So far, the Hilos are looking pretty good.
Yeah, they're looking real scary. I think the main answer to this solution is get the ball away from Malu Garcia's side. We got to play it to the other side, Stu, because, man, she's just putting up a – she's a real force to be reckoned with.
You're not kidding. Malu Garcia, the opposite, has three kills already. And the Penguins got to get on it right now, 14-2, before this thing gets away from them. As the Vulcans are, well, they're over halfway already here in set number one. We'll have it for you when we come back, everybody, right here on Penguin Radio.
Libero, Kendall Kibanoff, number 10, and you are listening to DU Volleyball right here on Penguin Radio.
All right, thank you very much, Kendall Kibanoff. Here we go, everybody, 14-2 Vulcans. Set number one, Kibanoff with the get. Running it down, Chloe Cruz, good play. Into the back row, Lees gets to it, and they work it to the far side. A big hit by Garcia's blocked by the Penguins, and then Garcia and Freeman throw up a wall to block the big hit from Alexis Schwartz, 15-2.
Well, that's what's so scary about this Hilo team, Stu. Last year, Freeman led the Pac West in blocks with 83. So no matter which side you go to, you're going to be stuck.
Imani Lee with another good serve. Cross court by Schwartz. Back in play. And into the net goes Malu Garcia. And the Penguins get their third point of the night, 15-3. Imani Lee with an impressive 12-point run. Wow, what a display of serving that was. Here's good old Chloe Cruz coming into tonight with 237 assists. The sophomore, Chloe, good serve into the back row. And the Penguins' Kendall Kibanoff is able to block the massive hit from Garcia. Near side, Aloe Garcia, wide left, and the Penguins pick up two in a row, 15-4. Can Chloe get on a little run, much like Imani Lee did? Chloe with the runner. Into the back row. Taken by Elsie Nakagawa. And the Vulcans with the kill and the winner. The kill is credited to Isabella Freeman from Leahy, Utah. Freeman, a sophomore, and here's the serve from Nakagawa. 16-4, Vulcans. Callie drifting at the net is blocked back at her. 17-4, Lesh is up on his feet. He calls out the play. Nakagawa again to Schwartz. Oh, the leave into the net, and Chloe dug it out of the net, but the Penguins could not return it. 18-4. Pretty great serve from Elsie Nakagawa from Mililani, Hawaii. Nakagawa Jr., her third serve. Here in set one, 18-4 Vulcans. Just a brilliant serve, and it's an ace. Nakagawa, just a perfect serve. A ton of leverage, and really with a lot of topspin. Just an absolutely perfect serve. Nakagawa again, working quickly to Schwartz. Now Chloe sets it back up to Alexis. Back right corner winner! 19-5, Schwartz picks up her second kill of the night.
And that was a big time hit by Schwartz to recognize that last year's PacWest defender wasn't ready and wasn't set. Find that nice sweet spot in the back left corner.
Schwartz with 173 kills on the season. Soft touch from the front row by Chase Koepke, and the Penguins answer with a winner on the back line, 19-6. We're here at the Conlon Center, everybody, at Dominican University of California, where our athletics director is Amy Henkelman. Here's Alexis to Imani Lee. Near side, the outside hitter, Aloe Garcia, unloads 20-6, and the Vulcans have reached the red zone in record time. Malu Garcia, the sophomore, she's from Hilo. She serves the lefty. Oh, what a brilliant serve. Actually had a lot of side spin on it. Callie softly into the middle row, taken by Imani Lee. Now the near side set and kill from Aloe Garcia. Oh, Garcia was led just perfectly. 21-6. Malu Garcia, a serve to Schwartz. Now Chloe, back set, near side. The block is there. Aloe Garcia, hello, 22-6. And the Hilos are putting on a display.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, they did not come to play.
Malu Garcia, the service is long, and the Penguins get one, 22-7 here in set one. Now, what do you mean by that? They did not come to play.
Oh, like, they did, like, it's strictly business, no trips, dude. That's what I meant.
I hear what you mean. They're not playing around.
Yeah.
I got you. Kibanoff with a good serve. The senior, Kendall Kibanoff. And the winner, opposite killer, Koepke, 23-7.
Sorry, Hilo's terrific gameplay is just making me stutter on my words a little.
I hear you. I just want to be sure I understood. Aloe Garcia to serve. The Vulcans are 2 points away here at 23-7, and the serve is deep. 23-8 here in set number one, the final home game for the Dominicans here in the Conlon Center this year. Callie, the sophomore from Charleston, with a good serve to Aloe Garcia. Back set, softly diving Kibanoff. Chloe gets to it. Far side, Sierra Ray with a good hit into the middle. Near side, tipped out. Winner, Isabella Hadler, a junior from Kelso, Washington. Hadler's first kill of the night, and the Vulcans have set point. Chase Koepke to serve, the junior from Long Beach. Penguins work it to Avery. Winner, Schneider. Her first kill of the night. 24-9, set point number two. Out is Koepke. Aloe Garcia re-enters. Here's Sierra Ray. Running serve, it's a good one. Taken by Malu Garcia. Near side, Kibanoff's there. The set, far side, Alexis softly tipped up by Hadler, and the Penguins with a point as Hadler hit the net. 24-10, set point number three. Penguins could use 16 more set points in a row. Sierra Ray with another brilliant serve, very close to the net. The joust at the net is dug out by Ranky. Penguins are there, diving for it, Callie. Now Kibanoff works it to Schwartz into the net. Set number one, 25-10. Well, that set went very quickly, Javier.
Yeah, that was all gas, no brakes.
Well, the Penguins, man, they ran into a buzzsaw. Hilo looking pretty impressive there in set number one. We're going to take a 2.5 minute break, everybody, right here on Penguin Radio as we bring you set number two on the other side, right here from DU.
This is number 11, opposite hitter Lauren Wiley. You are listening to DU Volleyball right here on Penguin Radio.
Thank you very much, Lauren Wiley. The senior, her final home game of her career. Javier, it's always tough to say goodbye to the seniors. You know, we spend a lot of time covering the teams. And when you see the seniors go, man, it's always bittersweet, especially from where I sit.
Yeah, even for me, Stu, just, you know, 1 year you see them all the time in the training room, especially since I share a season, which being fall, same sport time. And, you know, we always go in there and joke around. So each year it's definitely different to see some people come and go.
Shout out to Beth Wiley, Lauren's mom. And Lauren's folks came and talked to me before the match and said, you know, over the last 4 years, we have listened to Penguin Radio from all over the world, listening to DU Volleyball. It's just great when people check in. Folks, if you'd like to send us a message here at Media Row, 415-254-5011. We'll give you a shout out, and we'd be happy to do it. Both teams are back out on the floor, and we are happy that you're with us here on Senior Night. Both teams have switched sides. The Penguins now off to our right here on Media Row, occupying the northern end of the Conlin Center. And I love how on Senior Night the Fatheads are in the audience. With the huge faces, you know? Don't they call them Fatheads?
Yeah. The ones that are waving in the stands.
Yeah, right, those are great. Wiley and Schneider.
What is family for if they're not here to show love and embarrass you, you know what I mean?
Right? It was great in the ceremony to see the folks come out with our graduates. All right, here we go. Schneider in the front row with Callie Young. And Doherty will rotate out as Kendall Kibben off the libero rotates in. Sierra Ray, Chloe Cruz, and Alexis Schwartz in the back row. First serve, Kibanoff on an E. Far side, Alexis hits it very hard. Bumped up by Emerson Ranke. And the Penguins pick up the first point of set number two, as they did in set number one. But then the Helos came roaring back for a 25-10 finish in set one. Let's see if the Penguins can improve upon that as Alexis Schwartz lets it fly. Popped up by Nakagawa. Now a soft touch into the middle row from Hadler, 1-1. Hadler credited with her second kill on that play. As mentioned, Schwartz has three. Aloe Garcia has three. Freeman has three. And Malu Garcia has three. Imani Lee, who went on that tremendous run in set number one, has the side out for the Vulcans here in set two. And a good serve it is, as the Penguins soft it over to Cali. Diving for it, Malu Garcia. The Penguins with a joust. Garcia again on a knee and a great save. And finishing the deal is Aloe Garcia, the junior,